Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Schluter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rednan Nunkamp. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Midkiff. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Midkiff. And now, play ball. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards first. Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Schluter moves to third. It's 2-0. White Sox. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Peacock and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Radcliffe scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin catches it and throws to first to double up Appling. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Mitkiff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitkiff hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Mitkiff reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitkiff scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vosmick moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Nonnenkamp throws the ball into Higgins who tags Dykes trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schluter hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins strikes out. One out. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nonnenkamp takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards second. Dykes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dykes. Nonnenkamp moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nonnenkamp scores. Doerr moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Dick Mitkiff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitkiff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mitkiff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. QL reaches second base with a double. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. QL scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schluter hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Walker fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Walker. Doerr moves to third. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doerr scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-5, White Sox. Dick Midkiff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Midkiff is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Midkiff hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schluter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 6, Red Sox, 6. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Cronin moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Schluter and he is safe. Cronin steals third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nonnenkamp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Emerson Dickman now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Emerson Dickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peacock moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peacock scores. Dickman moves to second. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Fox reaches second base with a double. Dickman scores. Vosmick moves to third. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-4 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schluter hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Johnny Rigney. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbacher moves to third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbacher scores. QL moves to third. It's 8-7, Red Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. QL scores. Owen moves to third. Walker moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 8, Red Sox, 8. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-4 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Boyle's now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nonnenkamp bunts in front of the plate. Schluter fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to second. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyles fields it and throws to third for the out. Doerr moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Tabor pinch hits for Emerson Dickman. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Bagby now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Dykes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schluter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harry Boyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Vozmik bunts for an out with unknown description. Kramer moves to second. 1 out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox is walked intentionally. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-5 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Fox moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.